There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live. Join us here on the radio waves, 855-450-FREE. We're doing the live Sunday edition of the show with you in studio tonight. You've got Ian.
And Mark.
And the FBI and Homeland Security are investigating Goatsy. Maybe you've heard of Goatsy before. It is the disgusting internet, I don't know if you want to call it a meme, this picture, basically, that's horrifying. You really don't want to see it. A lot of people didn't want to see it, especially when it popped up on a billboard in downtown Atlanta. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We'll, of course, talk to you about anything you want. The story here is from Gawker.com, where the affluent denizens of Atlanta's Buckhead neighborhood received a fun treat this week when they looked up at the corner of Peachtree and East Paces Ferry. A famous internet man's giant, ruddy, gaping spread a-hole displayed on an enormous digital billboard.
Yuck.
The billboard, and they do show a picture of the billboard here, although the Goatsy portion has been censored with the pixelation.
Thank goodness.
The billboard above is one of the thousands of Yesco digital billboards installed across the country. Naturally, the billboard comes with an internet connection. And the setup is exactly as insecure as you would imagine. Many of these electronic billboards are completely unprotected, dangling on the public internet without a password or any kind of firewall. That means it's pretty simple to change the image displayed from the new AT&T offer to, say, Goatsy.
Oh, God.
The appearance of this unexpected mammoth human a-hole alarmed Buckhead residents so much that at least one called 911, according to WSB-TV's report, where they said that it's an electronic billboard that's flashing a naked man, one woman said in the 911 call. It's actually not an emergency. It's just totally disgusting.
Is that?
Police say the billboard's owner temporarily cut power to the billboard. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports that both the FBI and Department of Homeland Security are now both involved in chasing down the party responsible for...
Oh, please. This is what they're going to spend their time on?
Well, it is, I guess, you know, it is an instance of hacking, right? I don't know. Maybe you would think the Atlanta Police Department would have an IT department or something like that.
But. Well, yeah, I'm not disagreeing that it's hacking. I'm just saying that this is an object lesson placed for the billboard company.
That's right.
And the police should say, why don't you have a little bit of, security on your billboard, dum-dum?
Well, you know, that does bring up the question of, is it hacking if you didn't actually have to bypass any security? I mean, the classic definition, I could be wrong, please, hackers, correct me if I'm wrong here, but the idea behind hacking is to bypass security, is to, you know, there is security that exists, you have to circumvent that security in order to have considered hacked. If you just walk right in the front door, you know, if they leave the digital door wide open,
right,
and the hacker walks through it and says, oh, here I am inside your system. I'll upload Goatsy. Has that person actually committed a hack?
Well, I can tell you when it comes to breaking and entering, you can, like, there's such of a charge as trespassing, but mm-hmm. breaking and entering is a step up because you have to have broken something in order
right.
to have entered.
In this case, there's no breaking,
right.
supposedly.
And to some extent, with trespassing, you sort of have to be told. There sort of has to be a sign or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly what it would be like if you left your front door open and somebody wandered into the house and began, you know, eating popcorn and watching your television. I don't know that there's much of a charge.
No, I don't. I think you're right about that. Until, you know, when you walk in and catch the person eating your popcorn, and then you say, excuse me, I would like you to leave.
It's time to leave.
And then if that person does not leave, then it becomes trespassing. So, yeah, you're right. There does have to be some kind of a warning. And in this case, Mark, there probably wasn't any kind of warning. I mean, this person somehow identified that location and whatever, you know, IP address or details they would need to access that location. Mm-hmm. And if there was no password on it, then I don't think it's a hack job. Anyway, going on here, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution says FBI and Department of Homeland Security are looking into this. Hello, friends. This is from a They're also involved in chasing down the party responsible. A poster on Reddit already took responsibility. Quote, "Hello, friends. We are the Assange Shuffle Collective, and we are responsible for the happy afternoon entertainment. Ironically, we didn't realize that Buckhead was an incredibly affluent neighborhood, which makes the whole thing terrifically good fun." Burn the rich, they say. But what else is there, or what is there really to investigate? The billboard was easy to mess with. The owners basically left the door unlocked and wide open. Not only was this a case of incompetence, but gross negligence. Security researcher Dan Tentler tweeted yesterday that he'd tried to warn this very same sign company that their software is easily penetrable by anyone with a computer and internet connection, and was told they were, quote, not interested.
Wow.
And then they actually give you the email.
See, this is completely what this company deserved.
Yep. They actually show you the email here between the security expert and the company where they blow him off. Even after the billboard
and the FBI is, and whoever is going to get involved in this and waste all of our tax money on this.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a waste. It's a ridiculous waste of resources.
Even after the billboard was defaced, Tentler said the company still hadn't secured its software. Well, it's 2015, says Gawker's author here, and when you're not interested in the fact that your electronic billboards are easy to hack, well, buddy, you're going to get Goatsy on your billboard.
I would have preferred to see Rick Roll here in this circumstance, I've got to say, but I don't think that there's any punishment that is in order for these hackers.
I like the first comment on the thread here. There will be an extensive investigation. The police will probe, and they will probe deep.
That's a Goatsy joke. Yeah. ladies and gentlemen, do not go look this up. Do not look up Goatsy.
All right, 855-450-FREE. You may dial in toll-free to join us here. And you can also Skype us, as Jeremy has done. I don't know where he is, but he's on Skype. Hello, Jeremy. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey there. Where are you calling from tonight?
From Swansea, Illinois.
Excellent. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I just wanted to say, first of all, I am not a lawyer.
Okay.
But from what I have heard concerning the law and computer security and whatnot, I don't know if there's anything in the law regarding how good the security has to be, but I do know that there is no objective definition of what constitutes good security.
And well, I know that any security, I guess, would be something.
But I would refer to a case, and unfortunately I don't know the exact name of it, but it was a case where a person, quote-unquote, hacked AT&T, their website, by noting what the URL was and then changing one number in it.
Yeah, we talked about it, and I can't remember. Yeah. I wouldn't be able to say the name either.
And he was convicted of hacking. So basically, you are, like, that you're hacking if they say you're hacking.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, it's one of those things where, what was it, the judge's definition of pornography is he'll know it when he sees it. I don't remember where that's from.
Yeah, but in some case.
Some judge said that somewhere and sometime. Jeremy, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that was it.
Thanks, man. Appreciate the call. You can join us on Skype just like he did. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So, yeah, this is as you put it, Mark, this is an important lesson for businesses out there. If you're going to put some sort of asset of yours on the Internet, it would behoove you to, at the very least, change the default password. You know, if you're not going to take any other step to secure yourself, just change the default password. I know that you've seen those traffic signs, Mark, with the flashing lettering and they're very large signs.
They're usually orange and black, and they have like yellow lighting,
letters,
and they'll advise you that there's some kind of road construction ahead, or that the police are doing checkpoints this weekend or something like that.
A few years ago, I saw an internet article about how to hack these billboards. And usually all you have to do is know what the default password is that they're shipped with from the company, because 99% of the departments of transportation out there never change the default password on these things. So anytime you come across one of these things, if you can get into the control panel to it, odds are good, once you know that default password, you'll be able to get in and change it to whatever you want it to say.
Yeah, whatever you want it. People have changed them some funny stuff.
Funny. 855-450-FREE. So look out for a Goatsy on a billboard near you. Maybe this hack group We'll hit up some more locations. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, an update from Liberland, where more arrests have happened. It's Free Talk Live's Live Sunday edition.
Times sure have changed since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. We didn't have video games like today, but that's not to say we didn't have fun. One of my favorite games was Don't Get Kicked by the Goat. Now that's some real excitement, especially when someone lost. Yep, back then we knew two things, how to have a good time, and that Geico was always a good deal.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are back with more Free Talk Live. We'll, of course, take your calls about what you want here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We truly will cover anything, everything from Common Core tonight to Goatsy being displayed on a billboard. Yes, we will scrape the bottom of the barrel here on Free Talk Live, and you can join us in that process at Skype username lrn.fm or toll free at 855-450-FREE.
At some point in the future, I believe that goatsy will be one of the most disgusting words you can utter. You know, there's words today that you can, like, we can say goatsy on the radio, and it's not a problem at all.
Right.
And ladies and gentlemen, I recommend you do not go and search this term on the internet. But
don't search for lemon party either.
It is vile and disgusting, okay? But there are words that we cannot say on the radio that are far less vile and disgusting than these terms that we're using currently. I just think that at some point, maybe.
So we're going to continue here. Coming up, the latest on Liberland. You might remember Liberland from the news headlines a few weeks ago, where Vit Jedlica, who is from, I think, Croatia. Anyway, he has decided to stake his claim into a very small plot of land between Croatia and, oh God, what is it, Serbia?
Serbia,
right.
Yeah.
Croatia and Serbia. And call it Liberland, and started to take citizenship applications. Over 30,000 of them came in within days of the announcement of this, and now people have actually been trying to travel to this plot of land. Now more people have been arrested. We will tell you more about it here in moments, but first let's go to Rob, listening in New Jersey. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Thank you for taking my call, guys.
Sure.
You were discussing about, you know, the Common Core. As you know, the Common Core extends the amount to Obama healthcare. It's a one-size-fits-all. That's why a whole lot, many people in this country is against this whole thing. But, you know, you would see the contradiction of this man, Obama, okay? I'd like to know if his children, he has... two daughters, right? They don't go to public schools. So
no, of course not. Most politicians don't send their kids to government school.
Yeah,
they know
so
better.
Therefore, they're not subject to Common Core. So right there, you already have the contradiction. Now, with regard to his health care, he wants other people to go on that, but I don't think Obama health care applies to Obama himself. So
yeah,
that's another contradiction right there. We just love about this, right? Now, let me say something about Baltimore.
Can you do me a favor and back off your phone by, like, an inch? You're just a little too loud for me.
Yeah. Okay. Let me say something.
Thanks.
About Baltimore, if I may. Right?
Baltimore?
You know, Nancy Pelosi is deeply rooted to that city. Okay?
Nancy Pelosi? I thought she was out of California. San Francisco.
Way back when was the mayor of that city.
Okay.
So he has definitely a deep root in the city of Baltimore. Now, how come Nancy Pelosi is awfully quiet in terms of, you know, opining or giving a reaction to what went down there? It's a sorry, sad state of affair that is going on in Baltimore right now, okay? Does he even pay a visit to Baltimore? I don't think Nancy has.
We're talking about somebody who didn't even. She doesn't live there now, right? Like, you know, why would the people of Baltimore care if their former mayor came and painted
former mayor's daughter?
Yeah, I don't think that's really a big deal. But I liked your points earlier, Rob. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-453, and you know, that is that one size does not fit all when it comes to health care, when it comes to education. These are important services that the government should be the last organization to handle it. Unfortunately, they want to position themselves as the first organization to do it. But I wouldn't necessarily blame Obama. I mean, I could see Common Core happening during George Bush's presidency.
Yeah, I mean, well, Romney Care came under a Republican governor,
right.
But I suspect it probably came from a Democratic legislature, you know?
It's not like George Bush went in there and cut out the Department of Education or did anything, you know, to prohibit the federal government from taking further control of education.
No, as a matter of fact, No Child Left Behind was, you know, came on during his administration and certainly was something that he trumpeted.
Let's go to Tim. He's in Des Moines. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tim.
Yeah, hi. I want to make a comment about the people who put that interesting, very funny image on the sign.
Yes.
It's hilarious. And you knew this was going to happen sooner or later.
Sure. It was
anyway,
inevitable.
Exactly. I have a little bit of a different take on it. I do quite a bit of advertising and stuff, and if I was renting time on the sign, I would actually consider these people stealing from me.
Oh, yeah. The advertising agency would be required, the company would be required to make good or whatever, so.
Yeah, it's just like I used to live in a small town years ago, and you could leave your car unlocked, and you knew that nothing was going to be stolen from it, but you can't do that anymore. Nowadays, if your car's unlocked, people think they have a right to what's inside.
Yeah, I wonder, so this is, what this brings up for me is sort of a question about what theft is. So if you, in this case, there's no password at all on these billboards, and, somebody did something funny to them, and likely the company will have to make good to its advertisers. Nobody's really harmed except the company that didn't go so far as to put password protection. What we're saying here is that, maybe you shouldn't have to. Well, I don't generally, a lot of times we don't lock our doors, here in New Hampshire very much either. Crime's really quite low. But let's say you had a convertible car and you park it on Main Street and you got a big bag of money and you put it in the passenger seat and you go inside to get a cup of coffee or whatever it is you're going to do, go someplace where you can't see your car. You would not have a reasonable expectation that you should come back and that your pile of money would still be there,
Right. No, I agree that it is different. We live in a different age, a different mentality. On one hand, it's bad. On the other hand, what do you expect to happen,
Tim, good call. Thanks for making it. Appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Drew is in Norfolk. Drew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark.
Oh, it's me again. True.
True?
True. T-R-U.
And yep. You're calling from Norfolk? You're not listening on the radio tonight, are you?
To my computer.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're listening to our live streams then.
Tell them your computer's radiating.
Got it. Go ahead, True.
Probably Blackhawk circling too. Anyway, okay. The Concorde, I just wanted to address that very quickly. That was founded by UNESCO, and that stands for the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. It was started back in like the 1940s. But what it is basically is that it's pretty scary stuff. It's the to get communism global wide for the New World Order. Not making it up. You go look it up for yourself. But that's what it stands for, and they wanted to implement it globally by 2015. So they're doing a really good job. Anyways, go do your research.
The Communist Manifesto.
They want to implement by 2015? I'm not clear on
Common Core.
Yeah, Common Core.
Oh, the Communist Manifesto is clear that they, one of the 10 planks or whatever it is that is to take over public education.
They've had that for a long time.
Yeah, they've had that for a long time. Well, the United States has the vast majority of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto implemented.
True. I don't know if you had more to say on this. If you do, you're welcome to stand by. We'll come back to you. 855-450-FREE. We're here live on this Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. There's more on the way. We'd love to hear from you about whatever you want.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are back with more Free Talk Live. Looks like more arrests have happened at the border of Liberland. We will give you more information about that here in a few moments, the latest on that, 855-450-FREE. That's still coming up. Of course, you can join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Next issue, you can go and check out over 150 of some of the most popular magazines out there, whether we're talking about ESPN, Sports Illustrated, Men's Health, Esquire, Car and Driver, plenty of stuff to from which to choose. I like the Consumer Reports and PC World. I've actually got PC World pulled up on my phone at the moment and was reading an article there about the upcoming .sucks domain TLC.
Yes, I've heard of this.
So, yeah, .sucks is on the way. In fact, it should be here within the next couple of months to be able to purchase whatever you want, .sucks. Now, they are going to be apparently reserving certain .sucks domain names in the hopes that the companies themselves will pony up $2,500 for 1 year of registration. So, you
how
know,
much are you willing to pay for freetalklive.sucks?
Nothing. I don't really care. I think it'd be fine if somebody had a freetalklive.sucks site. Doesn't bother me any. But anyways, some companies would be bothered by the existence of a your their company .sucks, and so the company that's behind this .sucks thing expects that a lot of companies are going to shell out big bucks for this. So anyway, that's one of the things that I was reading.
It
in
kind
one
of defeats
magazines.
The purpose of having a .sucks if you're going to sell the domain to the company that you know that would most likely be identified there.
Well, I guess there's it's not that the company is guaranteed to get that. They're just going to have the opportunity
to get it to pay $2,500 for it
to do that. And then after
that,
they're just trying to get money, Mark.
Yes, I understand.
After a certain time frame, the full list of sites will go up to where anyone can register for $10.
Hmm.
So there's just going to be a window in which those folks will have to take advantage of that. Anyway, that's what I was learning when I was reading through PC World, and I've also got PC Magazine, and there's Entertainment Weekly on my list. So what happened is I installed the Next Issue app, which you can go and do right now, whether you've got iPhone, iPad, Android, tablet, smartphones. This is the app for you if you love magazines. And if you buy two magazines at the newsstand on a monthly basis, you've covered the cost of Next Issue. And so you could switch to Next Issue, have all your magazines at your fingertips on your electronic device of choice, and also get certain digital bonuses as well that you can't get from a print publication. You get those with Next Issue. Go to nextissue.com/FTL. You get over 150 magazines from which to choose, and you can have them all if you want, but you couldn't possibly read that many. It's a $15 savings. You'll get your first month for free. 30-day trial, no commitments. You can cancel anytime. Plans start as low as $9.99 per month. And, you know, they got the weeklies in there, the Entertainment Weeklies, Newsweek, those kind of things. Nextissue.com/FTL. It's like the Netflix for magazines, only better, with access to all of the latest issues. Nextissue.com/FTL. Get your free trial started tonight. As we go to the story about Liberland. We've been talking about Liberland over the last few weeks. And, Mark, even though you're not impressed by the Liberland idea, at least based on the conversations we've had previously, you got to hand it to these guys. They are making waves. They're getting national and international headlines all around the world. And really, there's nothing that has happened yet. I mean,
Well, that's what kind of puts me off about it all is that so many people are excited about this, and then sort of when the real rubber is going to hit the road, these flaky people that are excited today are not going to be excited anymore. I mean, what the difference between this and say the Free State Project is mitigable, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Well, the Liberland, the people that are excited about Liberland,
yeah.
A lot of people from the United States are excited about Liberland.
Sure.
A swampy, useless piece of ground between Croatia and Serbia.
Now, if you pour money into it, you could probably make something out of it.
If you want to pour money into it, buy a used cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
not everybody wants to live at sea.
Not everybody wants to live in a swamp covered, with mosquitoes.
This is true. This is true. Well, then the latest news, Mark, is that the president of Liberland has been arrested again. First,
yes.
When I saw this headline, I thought, oh, this is a story from earlier this week.
Nope.
No, he's been arrested again. Now, the last time we talked about this, they were the propaganda arm, if you will, of Liberland was spinning the arrest as though it was just a friendly conversation between the president and the police. I think it was from Croatia. And in that story that we talked about at that time, we were told that there were people, also like a dozen people who had tried to go to Liberland who were turned away, that they weren't arrested, but they were told they can't go in there, and then they didn't. In this case, apparently there have been 12 who have been arrested in Liberland, including Vit Jedlicka, the president. The story from libertariangaming.org. In the latest news involving the highly aggressive Croatian border police, 12 were arrested on Liberty Island in Liberland. So they actually made it into Liberland. Liberty Island is Liberland's only island and sits on the Danube right after the coast of the mainland. Liberland's president Vit Jedlicka was also arrested in the Croatian attack. When three Liberlandian vessels went to land on Liberland, flying Liberland's flag, Croatian border police warned them not to land on Liberland, which they proceeded to do. As of this time, they are being detained in Croatia and are being represented by President Jedlicka's lawyer. It hasn't been long since Vit was detained last weekend for another incident to occur. Six settlers were also arrested while trying to enter into Liberland last weekend in a separate incident. All were released earlier this week. In the previous incident, the Croatian government referenced an illegal border crossing with Croatia, despite Croatia repeatedly insisting that Liberland is Serbia's land. Serbia even released a statement that reaffirmed that the land is not and was not Serbian land. Why are Croatian authorities enforcing anything in a land that's claimed to be Serbia's by Croatian officials and a land that's claimed to be unowned by Serbia, according to Serbia? from discussions held
These are all great questions. I just doubt that it's going to make any difference, you know, in the long run.
From discussions held by Liberland settlers, Serbia's border police are far kinder to the settlers than Croatia's. Serbia's has not yet arrested...
Then why didn't you cross from Serbia?
They have not yet arrested anyone or given anyone a hard time, while Croatia is constantly invading and kidnapping people who are not even on their soil. Many people know now of Liberland's claim to the land, and many support it. Croatia's constant bullying over soil that is admittedly not theirs is an international harassment, kidnapping people in international waters or on independent soil, bringing them back to Croatia, and then finding them is an act of international piracy. It's the same kind of behavior that the Somalian pirates engaged in, and there's no moral high ground to be held by Croatia for doing it. The LSA, or the Liberland Settlement Association, is working hard to see the release of these 12, and everyone hopes that this matter is over with soon. As said by the LSA's president, Niklasajan, dance with the LSA and you dance with the devil. We won't let them get away with this. And, you know, I was happy to see, Mark, that video finally exists. So
okay, good.
Ask and ye shall receive. I was bemoaning earlier this week that, you know, they had this half a dozen arrests last weekend mm-hmm. at Liberland. And where's the video? Why didn't somebody pull out a ubiquitous smartphone and start recording the situation between these cops and the president of Liberland? And in this case, somebody did have a video camera, and there is a short video available, which actually has already been submitted to the front page over at freetalklive.com. It was Vulva Fett who submitted that. Thank you, Vulva Fett, because that's how I found out that the video existed.
That is hilarious,
that's,
by the way.
Yeah, that's how I found out the video existed in the first place. I have to say that the video doesn't appear to be particularly, you know, lengthy. It doesn't really show the actual arrest. It just shows some fat cops coming after these guys, and then they show them getting loaded into a van. And you don't see a dozen people either. It's more like three or four people. So I don't know if the other eight or so people were coming at a different time or how that exactly is working. And I'm curious to know, like, how many people are actually in Liberland now? Because these people were in Liberland when they were arrested by these Croatian border guards.
You know, I can see some value to Liberland if they're successful, but I want somebody to call in and tell me, you know, what the value they see in this concept of Liberland.
Good question. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you want to go to Liberland. Have you already applied for your citizenship? What's your motivation? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
More Free Talk Live happening now. Plenty of time for you with your call if you join us here toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The president of Liberland has been arrested. Nearly a dozen others also arrested just for going to a supposedly unwanted plot of land. Now, the last I had heard about this was that both Croatia and Serbia border guards were keeping an eye on Liberland, but the recent article over at libertariangaming.org says differently, saying basically the Serbian guards have been cool with people crossing, and the Croatian ones are the ones that are having the stick-up-the-butt attitude about this. Now, there have been more than a dozen arrests. We're getting up to, no, not quite two dozen, but a dozen and a half arrests of people just trying to get on this particular plot of land so they can build their own country. And, Mark, you'd asked a moment ago for listeners who are interested in Liberland to kind of express themselves as to what exactly?
Well, I just want to know what they're excited about, what they think the value of Liberland is. I will admit to being a Free State Project partisan. Right? Like, I am pretty thoroughly convinced.
You're invested,
I'm here. I live here. Yeah, right. Like, I'm invested. How would you say I'm invested?
You've got a house and a family and a career.
Right. Now, I don't say it's for everybody. Wouldn't say it's for everybody. I used to say it was for everybody. I don't really believe that anymore.
No, it's only for liberty-minded people.
Probably even more than that. You have to have, you know, you have to be wanting to build a world where the government doesn't bother people anymore,
right,
essentially.
You have to be willing to do something. But you also have to be willing to do something to move to Liberland as well. So they are, to some extent, targeting a similar audience.
Yeah, and I wonder what... I mean, because essentially you're building from nothing there.
Mm-hmm. Which is going to be attractive to a lot of people, the kind of the off-the-grid types who want to get away from it all.
Couldn't you just as easily create a religion in the United States, you know, like, or become part of a religion or whatever, and put up a monastery, and then essentially have your own, you know, your own government at that point? I mean, wouldn't it be pretty similar?
I don't know.
If you put up a monastery in the United States, you wouldn't have to pay taxes on it, right? Like, it'd be religious property.
They're trying to make us pay taxes on the Shire Free Church.
Yeah, well, admittedly, and we may or may not win on that, but if you were an established religion, if, for instance, the Quakers decided to put up, you know, a monastery, Quaker bookstore, or whatever it is that they wanted to do, they'd get away with it without the government bothering them too much. they wouldn't probably be able to put a casino on there or a brothel or a, drug store or whatever it is that they'd want to put. So I think that there's probably some different things. But I don't know. I mean, it's all very strange to me.
Well, yeah, we would love to hear from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE if you are a Liberland advocate. Because I don't want sunken cost fallacy to get us, Mark. I mean, yeah, we're invested in New Hampshire in the Free State Project, but I want to keep my eyes open. I want to know, is there a better, more free place? Is there a better opportunity to be free in the future? And if Liberland is that opportunity, I want to know about it.
Well, I think you could be more free in places besides New Hampshire, depending on what it is that you want from your life. However,
I mean freedom for everybody.
Right,
I'm talking about human freedom, not just Ian's freedom.
Yeah, that's what you want. I understand. It's the year 91,001 BCE. A genocidal conquest has begun. One world, and it will end. I'm missing this copy here. The genocidal conquest has brought one world to an end, only to usher in the beginning of our own. Witness humanity's origins in Hypercronius, a new role-playing game for Windows PC. The former Free Talk Live's co-host, Brian Sovereign, has created Zomia Offline Games. It's a story like no other before. I've played it. It's a full-motion video, classic graphics, and a pick-up-and-play control. Hypercronius is a liberty-oriented experience that's not to be missed. It's probably a little bit of his polyamory thing going on there, too. Go to zog.ninja.
There's sex in this game? Is that what you're saying?
There's talk of it.
Okay.
Sound of it.
Got it.
For instance.
Have you beaten the game? I've heard it's very very succinct.
It's I would call it more than anything. You know, have you ever read a paperback and then had at the back of the paperback, like, the author's next book that you should be waiting for? Mm-hmm. You know, they'll put one chapter or whatever.
Yeah.
It felt in many ways like that. Like there's a greater story in Brian's mind that we got a piece of.
This is the intro to it, right?
Yeah, I don't know if it's the intro or the midsection. It's his first game, but Star Wars wasn't the first episode. I have no idea where in the timeline.
Right, you don't know how the whole story is going to unfold. I got you there.
He's got deep, interesting characters, and I think it's a lot of fun. I didn't feel in any way, shape, or form that my $5 or whatever it was that I spent on this. I don't know what the price is off the top of my head, but it's less than 10. How's that? And I thought I enjoyed the game. And
he takes Bitcoin.
Yeah, he does take Bitcoin. What I really like about this is that I'm supporting him in the next creation, the next chapter in this series.
Well, I just got a copy of it, so I haven't yet had a chance to play it.
Yeah, and you'll like it. It's that old style sort of. He knows the name of it. I don't know the name of it, but like it looks
role
like
playing games.
Yeah,
RPG.
But it looks kind of like Zelda,
Japanimation or whatever anime style, right?
All right. Like, anyway, Zog.ninja. If you use the code FTL,
that's the website. Zog. Z-O-G dot ninja.
Not ninja, yes.
Ninja.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, you use coupon code FTL, you get $1 off. You can purchase with Bitcoin. It's called Hypercronius. It's at zog.ninja, code FTL. I really hope this is a big hit for Brian.
Yeah, I think it's really exciting. And I don't know how long he was working on this thing for, but it's not an easy process to develop software.
No, by no means.
A lot of testing that has to be done. You not only do you have to come up with the plot and whatever story arcs you're going to have, you then have to actually program the thing, and further you have to test it to make sure that there aren't bugs that are going to crop up if you go into the wrong corner of the room. So there's a lot of testing that needs to be done. From what I understand, he tested the hell out of it before releasing it.
The great Dr. Murphy is also quite a bit of voiceover work in
Stephanie
this.
Murphy, former Free Talk Live co-host.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to trying it out here. Hopefully I can get some time with it before the weekend's completely up. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And by the way, I have to say thank you to the generous individuals who, over the last 24 hours, have taken our African satellite fundraiser from about $3,000 to, as of my last check, close to $5,000.
Wow. What the heck?
Yeah, so it's been an interesting kind of roller coaster ride here.
Was it your just sheer desperation and that this wasn't going to work out that convinced them?
I don't know. I mean, it hasn't the number of funders hasn't gone up that much. Like we went from like 42 to 46. So somebody in there, two or three people really contributed quite a bit.
Wow.
And thank you for the last minute support on this. We've got. Let's see, about 6 hours remaining, so this thing's going to wrap up just about probably two or three in the morning, something like that, Eastern time. So if you want to get a last-minute contribution in and get the perks, hang out in the studio of your favorite LRN.FM show, have Mark cut custom voicemail grading for you, you can do those things. You can throw in here in the remaining moments over at africa.lrn.fm. But, wow, big surprise. I mean, I wasn't expecting to go from 13% to 22% funding in 24 hours there at the end.
How come you never put up one of these I'll do a voicemail things, I'll do some audio for you things? I mean, you have a better voice than I do, I think, undeniably.
I got enough on my plate, Mark, and it wasn't like people were jumping all over these things. I think one person bought Angel Clark's.
Yeah, okay. I just wondered why you didn't do it. I mean, to me, your voice sounds
superior.
It was
an after-the-fact thing. Angel offered it later on after we started this, mm-hmm. so that wasn't one of my initial ideas or anything like that. Angel came up with that.
Okay.
And Angel, it was something she wanted to do, and so I put it on for Angel. And then when you heard about it, you stepped up and you decided you wanted to do it.
Happy to do it.
Fortunately, no one has purchased yours. I can't really say that I'm in a hurry to go ahead and put another one on when it doesn't seem like people are clamoring to get this particular service.
Maybe they're like, I'd buy it, but Mark's voice stinks.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure if somebody really wanted to, they could reach out to me and we could work something out on that. But we're almost at $5,000. So 75 more bucks and we're going to hit $5,000 on the African Satellite Fundraiser. Which, by the way, there's one way to look at this. And first of all, I'd like to let you know that I'm going to move ahead with this regardless of the fact that we didn't reach the $22,000 that was the goal of this fundraiser. $22,000 would have funded 3 years' worth of this satellite.
Yeah, it's pretty clear people want to do this, and who knows what we can negotiate with what we've gotten.
Yeah, I've put the negotiation feelers out to see what kind of rates. I've made an offer on the satellite time, and so I expect we'll be back on in Africa. I'm hoping sometime in June would be my guess.
I really hope so.
Yeah, so I mean, it's going to happen at this point, and we'll do another fundraiser later on, and then we'll only do a year's worth of fundraising, so it'll be a smaller target goal, and might feel more realistic for people.
Maybe.
That's how I'm feeling about this. Because, if you break down $22,000 into, three into that, that's close to $7,000 per year. And $5,000 is darn close to that first full year of funding. So it's kind of working out. We're coming up here. Free Talk Live. Hour number three is on the way. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Times sure have changed since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. We didn't have video games like today. But that's not to say we didn't have fun. One of my favorite games was Don't Get Kicked by the Goat. Now that's some real excitement, especially when someone lost. Yep, back then we knew two things, how to have a good time, and that Geico was always a good deal.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.